My first child, my girl, was born just before 7 on a spring night. Perfect. She was compact and fully formed, a little over 5 pounds. She smelled like sliced apple and salted pretzels, like the innocent recent arrival from a saline world that she was. But the midwife was worried. "She's small for gestational age," she kept saying. "Any problems or issues during pregnancy?" I wanted to ask her if heartbreak counted, if sharing a bed with a good-hearted dog rather than the baby's father might do it. "Also," the midwife said, "she looks a little jaundiced." "That's just the Greek side," my mom cut in. "We're all yellow." The midwife finally handed her over, a waxy, pinched little thing, gory and unkempt, not serenely smiling like the dolls of my youth, but a real baby. Mine. When I breathed her in, a straight, bright, synaptic path lit up the center of my brain. Every neuron said to its neighbor, "Yes, yes, yes, this is the one, yes." This reaction is hardwired. Animals identify their offspring by scent. But to me, it felt like magic.